Murder in Montparnasse by Howard Engel. Editor's note. When I undertook the task of editing my grandfather's papers, as requested by him in his will, I had no idea that I would encounter so many of them. He left it up to me to decide what to do with them. From my mother, I know that during his lifetime he was in a quandary. Sometimes he threatened to burn the boxes, and then tucked them away again among the hundreds of boxes he kept in the basement of his Toronto home. When it was necessary to move him to a nursing home, he marked, in my presence, the boxes that he wanted me to salvage from the coming weeding out of his possessions. What I have done with this manuscript, which is but a portion of the memoirs and fictional writings he left behind, is to let my grandfather have his say. Aside from modernizing his spelling and punctuation, I have let the work speak for itself. In his attempt to turn what was simple reportage into a roman à clé, he altered the names of some of the characters, while giving the real names of others. A maddening device, I might add. In this, too, I left the text as it stood, but here give the reader a key to the better-known names. Jason Waddington is plainly modelled on Ernest Hemingway, whose name appears unchanged in several places in the manuscript, and which I have changed for the sake of consistency. His wife Priscilla, known as Hash, is Hadley Richardson, Hemingway's first wife. Julia Lowry is modelled on Pauline Pfeiffer, Hemingway's second wife. Snick is John Hemingway, then known as Bumby. Wilson and Georgia O'Donnell are F. Scott Fitzgerald and his wife Zelda. Some of the remaining characters are remembered today not only by their real names, but also the names that Hemingway gave them in his novel The Sun Also Rises, Fiesta in Britain. For instance, Hal Leopold in the following pages is based upon the real-life character Harold Loeb. In Hemingway's